Good day to you, and welcome to the Kitty Podcast, where we share information, tips, and techniques to help children, youth, families, and educators grow and blossom. I'm your host, Tracy V. McGee, and we welcome you from beautiful Lithia Springs, Georgia. In today's episode, we will discuss hope with our special guest, Ms. Sarah Harvey, founder and executive director of Sankofa Montessori School in Forest Park, Georgia. Today, we will explore the personal application of hope. You want to remain with us to the end of this episode because we have a special surprise for you. Be sure to listen all the way through for details. The Kitty Podcast is a service of and is sponsored by the TJAC Group, where we are taking Jesus across communities through the provision of educational services. The TJAC Group is made up of 8 educational service programs designed to strengthen the educational community. So before we jump into our topic of hope, Ms. Harvey, please introduce yourself and introduce us to Sankofa Montessori School.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Ms. Tracy. So I am Sarah Harvey, founder and executive director of Sankofa Montessori. We are a public Montessori charter school out here in Forest Park, Georgia. We opened in July of 2023. And so we are now going into year 2. We started with kindergarten, first and second grade. And this year we've added third grade. In year 3, we'll add 4th all the way up to we get to the 6th grade. And so that's a little bit about myself and the work it is that I do. And the thing that I'm most proud of is I am a wife and I am a mother to 2 wonderful children, an almost 4-year-old and a 10-month-old. So that, you know, when I'm not in the school building supporting my team and our kiddos, I am at home with my husband and my kids.
Amazing. Oh, not only are you launching new schools, but you have a preschooler,
yes,
and an infant at
yes.
home.
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations to you. You are getting the job done. Before we begin, let me ask you, what does Sankofa mean?
Yeah, so Sankofa means honoring the past. And then, you know, using those reflections to move forward in the future. So I'm originally from Ghana, West Africa, and it's actually a word, right? And so when we say Sankofa, it means go back and retrieve to bring back into the present. And so we decided, right, with the Montessori approach, knowing that it started over, you know, 100 years ago, right, we're going back in the past and bringing it into the present, because we know that there are components of it that really work for children and helping them develop to be productive members of society.
And I do want to congratulate you, because as I understand it, you're the only public Montessori program.
Yeah, the only public charter Montessori program in Metro Atlanta, and the second one in the state of Georgia. The first one is out in Savannah. So shout out to my Coastal Empire people.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are doing great things. I'm excited to hear about your hope journey.
Yes.
So let me tell you a little bit about how we got started on this journey of hope. After we had gone through the worst period of COVID, one of our partners in another state came to us and they talked to us about how people were losing hope, how they did not feel like things were going to get better, that things were going to change. And their university had begun their journey of writing early childhood classes and school-age program classes on the subject of hope. And I just thought, you know, I'm just listening to the story that my colleague is telling me. And he said, well, I'm telling you all this because I would like for you to Join us on this journey and write a series of classes on hope. And I mean, hope was something that was embedded in my life, that was a part of my life, but never anything I'd ever studied. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go and take a look at it, and then I'll let you know. And it captivated me the way that there is a science to becoming hopeful. And I realized that I wanted people to have hope. I wanted people to feel like they could make it. And so every Monday, we do a prayer for educators. And so we focused all of our prayers on hope. We began to focus our blogs on the first of the month on hope. And then I said, well, I'm sure we're not the only ones that understand hope. So I came to educators who were in Georgia, specifically heads of charter schools and superintendents. We'll be going to other levels, but I wanted people to hear from their leaders about why you feel hope is important. And so that's how we got started. And it has been an amazing journey. And I'm sure today you will only add to the greatness of our story. I had you select five questions from our list of questions that you would be able to share with us on. And so I'll be asking you those questions. In addition to that, we have a final question that we ask all of our guests. So I'll start with your first question. When was the last time you felt hopeful, and how did it feel?
My goodness. So I would say this morning, actually, I do make it a point to notice those hopeful moments in the day, every day, just because, right, like as an educator, schools have not just become a place for children to learn. It has become a place for children to get fed, for children to have their emotional needs met, for right? Like it has become the community center. And so we see a lot where it's you have to take those moments to reground yourself in what's possible so that you don't get bogged down by how society, right, in some aspects continues to fail our children. And so I'm always looking for those moments. And so I would say this morning, there's a student who was at the nurse's station. And, this student was our student last year. And he came in, very quiet, very shy. Just like when you think of, oh, this is how a 5-year-old should be. Like just not meeting those metrics, right? And in our work with his mom and him over the course of a year, and then just like seeing him this morning, and just how articulate, he's become, just how happy he is, just how social this child has become, one just brought so much joy to my heart, but also made me feel hopeful about, right, what is possible for this child. And as a result of that, what is possible for all the other children, right, that we see in our building? What's possible for my own children? And that, like, that is an element of hope that it's like I constantly have to remind myself about, like, what is possible, right? So you keep going. And when you see those moments, like, recognizing those, because hope is when you lose hope, that's when, I don't know, you just stop. It's like you've given up. And so noticing those moments of hope fuels me to like we got to keep going, right? To ensure that all of our children, like have a purposeful life.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And I'm very happy to hear about his transformation
Yes.
in a year.
Yeah.
I would just believe that his mother also was experiencing a transformation in her life because you all took the time to work with her. So that's great. Our second question, what is something that makes you feel hopeful right now?
That's a really good one. And I remember picking it and I was like, oh, what is that thing? In the context of just the world that we live in, right? When I think about like me personally, what is something that makes me feel hopeful? It's the people who continue to bring life into this world. Because you do not bring life into the world when you do not believe that it's going to get better, when you are not hopeful. So every time I meet, like a pregnant woman, like my heart is just so full when I hear that people are trying to be parents, whether it's through, biologically or through adoption or whatever it is. That just brings me so much hope because to me, I'm like, you are. To me, every time someone chooses to have a child, raise a child, it's them saying, like, I am hopeful about the future. Because you don't do those things if you don't believe that things can get better, if you're not optimistic about the world that we live in. And so I would say, like, that is what brings me hope every time I just hear about people who want to make more babies, adopt children, or like are with children. That just brings me so much hope because it's like you believe the world can get better. And therefore, you are doing everything you can to like contribute to that.
And I agree with that. I often will see a child, and my first thought is, you could have the cure for cancer
Yes.
in your brain. You could have the cure for diabetes in your brain, and I purposefully try to walk them into who it is they were born to be. And so I think that, having that type of hope in our children allows them to bring their future into our present. Because you're kind of looking at them and saying, oh, yeah, I knew you had it. I remember when your mom was carrying you. You had it. Okay, our third question. These are going fast. Why is hope important in life? How would you explain this importance to a team member who is bereaved due to a recent loss of a loved one?
Yeah, so I think hope is important in life because it allows you to put one foot in front of the other, right? We all, there's the saying like we make plans and then God laughs, right? We all go through life with what we want it to be, what we thought it was going to be, and then sometimes it like that doesn't happen. And having hope enables you to navigate those challenges that come up just as part of being human and part of living in an imperfect world. And so to me, hope is where you're like, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to like put one foot in front of the other to just navigate what this life is. And it's important to have that because that's how like you make the world a better place. I would always ask my mom, what is the purpose of life, right? And depending on how old I was, that question would sound a little bit different, right? So I remember like being a kid, like, why are we here? And then as I got older, just in conversations with her, and she would always say, it's to be of service to others. Like that is why we are here, to be of service to one another. And that's, her philosophy on why we're here in this world. And, over time, I've come to understand that. And I think that, and this is going somewhere. I think that when you are hopeful, right, then you're like, okay, I have to be of service to others. I have a role to play in the way that the world works. right? And so if I give up hope and I stop navigating the world, I stop fighting, right? For the world to be a better place, then I'm not contributing the way that I should. And so it's important that we never give up that hope, no matter what challenges that we're faced with. And in terms of just like, counseling perhaps like a teammate who might have faced some, difficulty, whether through bereavement or whatever it is, I think it's the thinking about what would this person who has passed, who had so much meaning in your life, what would they want for you? And I would guess that 9.9 out of 10 times, it's going to be they want me to keep going, right? And so of course, like take the time to mourn, to grieve, all that stuff, but like don't give up. Because the moment you give up, the moment you lose that hope, you've lost like your belief in change, that change can happen. You've lost confidence in the future, right? That like things are possible. You've lost just like the belief that you can be of service to others, right? And that's where we start going into, situational depression and just possibly suicide, possibly like, right? Like, and so to lose that hope and not, just leads down to this, in my opinion, just this downward spiral of life, because to lose hope is, to me, truly is to lose your, I don't know, your ability to like want to live if you've lost hope.
Excellent. And we put that question in because there are times where the only place that a person can find hope, especially if the other members of their family are grieving themselves, is in the workplace. And a lot of times I've heard people say, "Oh, well, you can't bring your personal problems to work." But you can't work if someone doesn't address your personal problems. And so being able to trust that I can come to the leader of my organization and say, I'm struggling a little bit, and get pushed back into the ring, believing that I can make it, it changes one's life.
It does. It
And so, thank you so much for your response
does.
and for stressing that importance of not giving up.
And I think to build off of that, we spend so many of our waking hours at work, whether, it's because we're like, I love what I do, or I have to pay bills. So like I have to be here, or maybe it's a combination of both, right? That we end up being here for so many hours, and sometimes we spend more time with our coworkers than we do with our own family members, right? Who are related to us by blood. And so I do think, to your comment earlier, like it is important to be in a workplace where like your manager or even your colleagues like understand the importance of being there for you and supporting you and reminding you of those moments of hope so that you can keep going when you have faced either illness or recent loss of a loved one in your family.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Our next question. What or who personifies hope for you? And then please give an example.
Oh, I would say right now it's my infant, my 10-month-old. And the reason is, right, like, and at a certain point we were all this, right? When we were all 10 months old, we all gone through this, where you're so little, just so full of joy and unconditional love and just like optimism about the future. And at some point, as we go through life, like that is beaten out of us. And it is so beautiful to see her without all of that extra things, right, as she develops as a human, and to see that in just its pure form, just really just personifies that hope for me. Just going through this, being so little, and just everything is just like, this is gonna be great. This is gonna be great. Like, here's the banana. This is awesome. This is the best It just reminds me of all that is possible, right? And like never losing sight of that. And when you think about all that is possible, you're thinking from like an optimistic place. Like, no one is thinking typically of like everything that's possible is like drudgery and just terrible things. It's like you are hopeful about the future. And just when I see her, just it makes me so hopeful about what this, I don't know what one, her contribution to the world is going to be. And then that's like, oh, the kids that I see every day, right? Like what their contributions in the world are going to be, the children that are to come. And so for me at this, like today, that is what personifies hope for me.
Oh, how sweet. And hopefully she will keep that optimism for many years to come. And I know we can't protect our children from everything, but there's nothing like a joyful child, because that joy is contagious
It is. It
and
is.
it
And
just
one,
spreads through the house.
yeah. And one of our core values here, at Sankofa Montessori, is the core value of joy, right? Which is like
Okay.
we celebrate each other, we show up as our full selves, and you feel it when you walk in the building, right? From the leadership all the way down to our smallest child who, just turned 5, right? Like just that, because we are hopeful, we are optimistic about our future, right, as a collective. As to where we're going, as to what's just what's possible. So, lots of
Wow.
joy.
I love that. Now that's a core value everybody should have.
Right?
Just be joyful and enjoy life, because even in challenging times, I had a cousin say to me one time, you can find the funny in anything. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, of course, because of the situation, it was a sad situation, but my memories were not sad. And so I needed to be able to express where I was. And it became contagious because it lightened up the atmosphere. And so what a core value to instill in children that they can carry throughout their life. Okay. How does hope empower a person to navigate through challenging situations?
Yeah, so I think, I've spoken on this earlier, but when you have hope, you believe things will get better. And so you're not stuck in the now, right? So let's say, I don't know, you got laid off from your job. When you have hope, you believe, like, I will find a better job someday that's going to pay me more, that's going to have a better work environment, that's going to like give me work-life balance, right? Because you have that hope, because you believe it will get better. And when you don't have that and you are faced with challenging situations, then it's kind of like, you're just sitting there waiting for, I don't know, the worst, or just like being like taking the mindset of like things are happening to me over like I have destiny over like my life, right? And so to me, having that hope when life gets, challenging, really is it's like it's what gets you to the other side, right? So like personally, I think about, I was born in Ghana. I moved to the States with my family when I was 13. And I remember, because you start forming memories, what is it, like 6 or something? And so I don't remember anything from that point. But I remember like at 8, I remember my life, like at that point. And so at 8, we were in Ghana, and my dad lost his business, right? And so at that point, he was like a very successful, businessman. We attended private school. Like we weren't rich by no means, but we were like I didn't have to want for anything financially, right? And then, something happened. My dad lost his business. My mom got laid off. And so we were in this really perilous, just like financial situation, right? Where like I remember, us like my parents having to go like to my grandma with us to be like, hey, can you help us out? Like I remember that scene like in my head. And being a child at that point and just, and your parents try to, of course, like shield you from a lot of stuff. But kids, I think we don't give kids enough credit for being aware as to like what's happening around them. And I remember even at that point, thinking like, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen to us? Like, is this it? Are we gonna have to, I'm one of five, right? Like, same mom, same dad. Like, are we gonna have to be separated so that some of us go live with my uncle because my parents can't afford to take care of us, right? And even at that age, it was that hope for me, my belief that like we will make it through this financially tenuous situation. And so therefore, like Sarah, you're gonna go to school, you're still gonna do your work, you're gonna like still listen, you're not going to give up, right? Like you're not going to have this mindset of like this will never get better. And so, like what's the point? You're not going to do that. And I think like that first experience with that challenge and believing that things will get better has helped me navigate just a multitude of challenges that have come either personally or professionally, and just believing that things will get better, that the right people will come into my life, that the people who are not for me will find their way out. And it's that hope that I think from when I can remember, I have just personally carried with me to help me navigate through the many challenging personal and professional situations that I have found myself in.
Amazing. Things will get better.
It will. They always do. You just gotta
Right.
hang
I mean, I hear people talk about, how they put up declarations and things like that around their homes so that they can just see it and remember it. And when you are challenged and trying to be hopeful, that is quite a statement. Things will get better.
They will.
So
They will.
that's great.
You just gotta believe it till it does, or
Right. Because even if you say it today and things don't get better today, there's always the tomorrow after the tomorrow after the tomorrow. And one day you're like, oh, I didn't even realize things got better, but they
you just gotta put that one foot in front of the other and have perspective.
Absolutely. I love it. Okay, here's the question we ask all of our guests. What is your hope for the children and young people of today?
Oh my goodness, I have so many. My hope for them is that they, above all else, that they develop whatever it is that they need to believe in themselves. I have found that when you believe in yourself, when you believe that you are wonderful, that you are smart, that you are capable, that there is nothing you cannot do if you put your mind to it, the world becomes a less scary place, right? Because you're like, no matter what happens, I believe that if I don't have this within me, I will find somebody else who does to help me navigate these things. But you have to have that belief in yourself. And I'm finding that I don't know what the levers are, like I don't know, but this lack of belief in our children, this like I can't do this, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I am not worthy, and I'm just like, where is this coming from, right? And so I just want every little baby, right, that like I see, every five, six, 7 year old, right? All 100 and something of them that I see every day. And every time I interact with them, it's speaking, positivity over them so that we help build that belief in themselves so that no one, and throughout your life, there are going to be points where people, through their actions or through their words, will tell you that you are less than, right? They will tell you you are worthless or believe or act in a certain way that are saying to you that you are worth nothing. But if you have that belief in yourself, it's like, you can't tell me nothing because you know what? I am confident. I believe I can do stuff. So get out of here with that mess. And so, like, I really hope that for every single young person, because as you get beaten down and just as we all do when we go through the world, believing in yourself and believing that you can do hard things and having that belief in yourself, it makes life just, it makes it doable. It makes getting through this life a lot easier than not believing in yourself and not believing that you are worthy of good things and beautiful things and happiness. And yeah, so I could go on and on, but that belief, I think that is what I hope for all young people to have belief in themselves.
Wow. Well, this has really been a joy.
Oh, wonderful.
And it didn't even seem like we were here for the entire time. It just went so fast because you just gave us so many nuggets. And so I appreciate you bringing out the fact that our schools are more than just locations of education. But you brought out that our schools are now like community centers where we're helping children, even to your final point of being able to believe in themselves. I appreciate the fact that you talked to us about joy and how that can be a core value. Because if we accept joy as a core value, that can change the trajectory of our life where we're finding enjoyment even in difficult situations where we're telling our children things will get better. You just have to hang in there. And even the example that you gave of your parents letting you know, no, we're not giving up. We hit a hiccup. And you're still going to do your part in this family. And so those life lessons that you have shared with us today, my hope is that someone who is listening to this podcast will say, no, maybe I won't give up because just maybe it will get better. Or maybe someone who was depressed who's listening to this podcast will say, you know what? Just one time today, I'm going to allow myself to feel joy. And then joy begins to take over their life. And so I'm always looking for how a person's life can change because they've heard this podcast. And I think you've given someone who's listening the tools to be able to change. And to be able to hope in tomorrow and not give up. Sorry, thank you so very, very much for joining us today. I just, from your first email when you said, I want to do this, the way that you signed you did your signature. I thought you were just talking specifically to me because you're like, shine on. And I'm like, I'm going to let my light shine. And then you wrote back, you're like, let your light shine. And then I noticed at the end that your signature is
That is
shine
my
on.
signature. Yeah.
And I was like,
Yeah.
how wonderful is
We
that?
all have light within us and we just have to be reminded constantly, right? And so I actually like don't have it. I make myself type it every single time. And so there's a part of the signature that's already built in, but I type that part in every single time. And it's this thing that I do. So you're just constantly reminded, like in every interaction, you have the ability to uplift people,
Yes.
and also uplift yourself, right? Yeah.
Well, you shine on.
Thank you. Thank you.
And keep changing the lives of your children.
You.
And when we get out of this COVID situation and flu situation, I'm looking forward to coming and visiting your school.
Oh, we would love to
Yes.
have
So maybe in the spring.
you. Yes,
They're
yes.
starting with the flu way before the fall. And so I do hope that, your children and your teachers and the other team members will be well and will take care of themselves, and their families
Thank you.
will be well and take care of themselves. So I hope you have a great day, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay.